All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, April 8th, 2025. It's 10:31 a.m. We'll call this meeting to order. And as always, we will begin our meeting with an invocation today led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Erickson, if you feel led to rise.
Lord, we come before you one more time. Ask that you give a divine wisdom to each and every member of this court, to every elected official in Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around our military personnel that's standing in the gap to make sure that we have the freedoms that we have. Lord, we ask this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our meeting today with a time of public comment. If there's anyone in present in the courtroom that wishes to make public comment on any item on today's agenda, you may approach the lectern. If you are attending remotely, you may press star 6 to unmute your line. Hearing none, we'll move on to other items on the agenda, and we'll begin out of order with item A under County Commissioners to consider, possibly approve, and receive a donation of a mural to be displayed at Doggett Park pursuant to section 81.032 of the Texas Local Government Code. And I believe we have Ms. Michelle Raisin here today. Ma'am, would you like to come forward and tell us about this mural?
Yes, sir. I've had a small health flare-up, so y'all forgive me. It was very important for me to try to get down here today. So this mural has been inside of the Beaumont Enterprise since the early 80s. We believe that it was painted by a local artist. It's dated 1985. It is 10 foot by 6 foot. So I was given the honor and the privilege to go around and see if we could find the perfect place that the public could view this mural for many years to come. I visited with many city and county entities and spoke with the managers of the different places, including we also spoke to the art museum. It's a very large mural. It is a hand-painted canvas-framed collage mural, so it's very unique. In speaking with the gentleman at Ford Park, He was very excited about it, had the perfect place to put it, and is really interested in having it. So I'm here today to ask the county to please accept this donation, that it be allowed to hang at Ford Park for generations to come.
And did you work at the Beaumont Enterprise?
No, so I am the granddaughter of Ralph Ramos and the niece of Lolita Ramos. Both were very long time employees there. I have worked with EJ's Empty Stocking Fund for a very long time and am a volunteer in their charity. So Mr. Bannister was very familiar with me when he approached me on finding a home for many of the relics that are there in the Beaumont Enterprise building. So it's been an honor, a privilege, and adventure to get to do that.
Well, you said Ralph Ramos. All of a sudden, I wondered if it was 10 o'clock and where my children are.
Correct. That is correct. So that's what I have. Do you guys have any questions? There's so many things in that collage. There's so many buildings, and the state fair is there, the ballet, the debutante ball, many buildings.
And the only thing I would have is such a beautiful mural. Would it be more appropriate in convention? And we have a lot of people from all over the nation that pass and stop at it. Commissioner, you over that area. Convention and visit. Had you checked with Kathy?
Yes, sir. I've been there, and it's too large to be there. That was the very first place I went, and Ms. Wethington was very helpful to give me a lot of names and numbers of folks that I could go and visit about that. But that was absolutely the very first place that I went. So thank you. And I would also like to tell you that if you do accept this mural, Corvilles has volunteered to transport it out there for y'all, so it's going to be taken care of.
Great.
They've got a nice big van that it'll fit right in, And that's how we would get it there if you guys will allow it. Thank you.
All right. Do I have a motion on this?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Erickson. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, and we thank you so very much for your thoughtfulness. And
so,
we'll look forward to seeing it out.
Thank you. So I can get busy getting it transported?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank y'all so much.
All right.
Y'all excuse me, I don't feel well at all.
All right. Going back to items under purchasing, item A is consider and approve specifications for request for proposals for FEMA grant management services for Jefferson County. Pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Local Government Code, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 327. Item B is discuss and possibly approve the purchasing agent to enter into contract negotiations for an RFP for inmate health care services for Jefferson County. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a rebid of a term contract for generator inspections, routine maintenance and service for Jefferson County for a second one-year renewal with Cat 5 Resources, Inc. from May 7, 2025 to May 6, 2026, pursuant to Chapter 262, the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, two Code of Federal Regulations, Sections 200.318 through 326. And item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file the discretionary exemption purchasing the amount of $1 for a vehicle, a 2024 Chevrolet Silverado 1500 from the Southeast Texas Auto Theft Task Force to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Department, which was acquired with task force grant funds for the use by the task force and currently titled to the City of Beaumont in accordance with Texas Local Government Code Section 262.024A9C. Deb, before I ask for a motion in a second, is there any item under item B that needs further discussion?
No, sir.
Okay. Do I have a motion on these items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Alford and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve Texas General Land Office Community Development and Revitalization Buyout Acquisition Program in-use certification form for each property purchased. Item B is consider and approve Jefferson County participating with the General Land Office Voluntary Turn-In Program, Boat Turn-In Program. Item C is to for regular county bills, check numbers 527064 through 527260. Item D is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Constable Precinct 7 for additional costs for replacement of a vehicle in the amount of $4,849. Do we have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded by Commissioners Erickson and Senegal. Any discussion?
It was an accident?
No, this was a budgeted purchase, and what's happened was first the we came back for a couple thousand dollars more earlier this year, but the vendor was not going to be able to provide, couldn't guarantee that it could be provided before the end of the fiscal year. So to get to the next vendor, it's more money.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll have another one next week for another constable.
Okay.
Any other discussion?
Why don't we just get them all together since we're going through it and just get them all at time?
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Commissioners, we've already covered item A. Item B will be tabled until the next meeting. Under Historical Commission, we have one item. Consider possibly approve authorized county judge to execute, receive, and file an application to the Texas Historical Commission for a recorded Texas historic landmark designation for the 1931 Jefferson County Courthouse with a supplemental plaque to be placed at the concrete surround of the existing Jefferson County Courthouse subject marker on the front steps of the historic courthouse. Do I have a motion on this item?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Discussion. Ms. Trinbeth, I just want to make sure part of the grants that we've received from the Historical Commission back in the late 70s, early 80s, we gave the Historical Commission some easements across our property for certain purposes, such as paint and colors and all that kind of stuff. Does this involve giving them any more authority over us?
No, and it's actually advantageous to the county. We're currently a state antiquities landmark, which is where all of those easements and regulations come from. We're also a National Register building, and we have a subject marker, which just talks about the courthouse itself and its importance. Right. This is an additional designation that opens up grant opportunities that are only available for recorded Texas historic landmarks. And so at some point, you know, during the decades before it wasn't that important to apply for these recorded Texas historic landmarks, and now the importance is really being emphasized by the legislature when they set funds aside for courthouse maintenance and repair.
Very good. Thank you for that information.
Sure.
Commissioners, any other questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Engineering Department, we have one item to consider, possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute, receive, and file an access permission agreement between Jefferson County and Greenfield Environmental Multistate Trust, LLC, trustee, intended for the purpose of collecting and analyzing soil samples within the property's public right-of-ways. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
And moved by Commissioner Erickson, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And under risk management, we have one item. Consider and possibly approve storage tank liability insurance renewal with Liberty Surplus Insurance Corporation effective April 6, 2025 for an annual premium of $9,587. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford.
Second.
Seconded by both Commissioners Erickson and Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, that completes our regular agenda. One other item I just neglected to discuss earlier, which I think we need to talk about now. We had a processing board or motherboard or whatever you call it go out in our courthouse generator in back. The State Jail Standards Commission requires that in the event of a loss of power that we have backup power to the jail in the courthouse, and I'll ask y'all to direct any questions to Chief Schauberger, but they are supposed to do testing weekly and a load test once a month, and we are not able to do that because it's down. Apparently, from what I understand, it's going to take, is Greg here? Yeah, at least 3 weeks to get the part in to restore power. So when they come in to do without the load test and the other weekly testing, we're going to get dinged by jail standards on the inspections. And so the question is whether or not we look into temporary power. And so I'd like both of y'all to talk to this issue so that we have some information about it. We obviously cannot make a decision about it because we did not post it.
I got an update yesterday evening. The part's supposed to be here Friday and installed and back in service Friday. They were able to find it and they expedited it to have it shipped.
Wonderful.
So I just sent out an email this morning. Y'all probably hadn't seen it. So that's the new news we've got.
Good. It's amazing how fast they acted when Commissioner Alford threatened them with a gun.
That's right. Judge, that shouldn't be an issue. If it's fixed by Friday, I'll double check with the jail commission and make sure that they're going to be okay with it.
Okay. Well, if you run into any problems, please let us know so that we can make sure we either have an emergency meeting or make sure we get it on next Tuesday's agenda.
Yes, sir. We'll do it.
Thank you.
Thank y'all.
Appreciate that update. All right. commissioners, y'all, or any elected officials have any information you wish to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action?
Enjoy this beautiful weather.
No kidding.
Enjoy it because it's right around the corner.
All right. If there's nothing further, thank you all so very much for being here today. We are adjourned.